This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You know, we were saying today we have our Lifestyle Friday. Something very interesting is happening right now.
Mr. Jones, usually we watch movies, you know, where the CSI and the FBI and or even, you know, some of these in the country and
LAPD.
All of those. And there's going to be a scene where someone has to be hooked up to a polygraphy test machine and they want to find out whether they are telling the truth or not. We've seen some of the agents who are trained to bypass the polygraph machine and you can't tell whether they're lying or not and they do all these sorts of things. Wow. Today, in the studio, we are with someone from the Polygraph Professionals Polokwane to give us a taste of what exactly we're talking about whenever we're talking about a polygraph test. In the studio, we have Gerald Watson, Polygraph Professionals, joining us in the studio. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Capricorn listeners.
Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Yes, it's an honor to be invited to come and have a chat about polygraph testing. There are sometimes misconceptions about the role of polygraph testing, but in South Africa, it's pretty well established now as an investigative tool. So I hope I can answer anybody's questions and remove any misconceptions about polygraph testing.
Oh, well, it was wonderful.
Let's get into it then. Polygraph test. So what exactly is it? The notion we have or the idea we have is what we see in the Hollywood movies. Is that far-fetched or what is it exactly about?
Well, television has in fact been an advantage to our industry because people now are more familiar with polygraph testing than they ever were 20 years ago. What the misconceptions are is that there's this bunch of people standing in an office throwing questions at an examinee.
Yes.
When in reality, it's a very one-on-one, a very controlled environment where you asking very specific questions in a very structured manner. Mm-hmm. And then polygraph testing is a very accurate and useful tool, investigative tool or crime prevention tool in the case of pre-employment testing and things like that.
Now that you put it like that, Mr. Jones, you know I once took a polygraph test. Now, I mean, I just remembered with what Gerald is saying. This was for employment purposes and they made me take a polygraph test. But I'm an overthinker. And as I said there, when they were asking questions, I had like a million possible answers before. Okay, obviously I didn't get the job. And I've always wondered, you know, I was not being untruthful, but I've always wondered whether the way that I think and second guessing and overthinking, could that have an impact on the result? Or does it have a way of sussing out the truth and just getting out the truth?
Okay, properly constructed polygraph examination is, as I said earlier, a very structured interview. So by the time that the equipment is put on you, you've already been chatting with the polygraph examiner for about 15 or 20 minutes, and you should be able to answer the questions very clearly without too much ambiguity or confusion. So I'm sorry to hear that you didn't get the job, but that may have been because your CV was not the because usually a polygraph test is part of a vetting process. Many, many companies now we'll go through a complete vetting process, looking at CVs, speaking to references beforehand, interviewing the person. I've got companies in the transport business that then test the driver, send them for medical, and then at the end of that all, they come for a polygraph examination to just wrap up everything that they don't have a history of crime in places where they've worked before or been involved in criminal activities, which would be negative for the employer or their client.
So, Gerald, as for Mr. Jones, I always, you know, see this in movies. Whenever there's this, you know, polygraphy part in the movie, the storyline would go to an extent of, you know, making it look like it's possible to cheat this polygraphy test. Tell us about it.
Okay, so it's really not easy to manipulate a polygraph examination. Mm-hmm. On some of these shows, more actuality shows, they've attempted to do that by doing all the mythical issues of biting your lip and having a nail in your shoe. And, but with properly with proper polygraph equipment, you can very quickly pick up the those type of attempts to manipulate a polygraph examination. Oh. And of course, in our training, we also are trained to identify what you're referring to as countermeasures.
Mm.
So where a person is trying to manipulate an examination because they fear that they're going to fail. In many, many cases, when they do attempt to do something like that, they're really just making it worse because they've an idea that this might work or that might work. But in South Africa, that I'll be honest, one doesn't encounter that very often. It's people just hope that they're going to wing it and pass if they're trying to evade something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm curious about? Do you ever have couples or people that people that would bring in their partners? Say right now, I'm just suspicious of this man, or there's this man who's suspicious of this woman. Can have couples come to you and said, is he lying?
Okay, so yes, I get calls where a man or the woman phones and asks, whether we could do a polygraph examination. I usually just have a little chat with them before to find out, what is the issue.
Mm.
And it's usually suspicious that the person is behaving in a suspicious way. Jealousy is a big factor, but what I've found is where people staying apart from each other, a husband working lepalale, wife working here, where there's an element of suspicion and they want to clarify this issue. My approach is that I really want to help people if possible. A lot of polygraphers don't want to do these tests because they're quite emotional and they avoid them. But I feel that if people contact me and I'm trying to solve a problem, then I really do take them on. I approach it in quite a unique way.
Yeah.
My approach is always if they leave after the polygraph examination and they get on with their lives, then I feel that there's been a success. And I would say in the majority of cases, that is what I find.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what does that mean? Sorry. What does that mean? Like, did you find that maybe the woman is...
Well,
the suspicions are
yes. Again, it's often that one or the other has cheated, and I must be honest. Usually, if there's one suspecting the other, I found with these interviews that both usually have a bit of baggage. But again, one of the early things I ask when people phone is, so what is the purpose of this thing? Do you want to just repair this marriage?
Mm.
Now and again, it's a case I'm sick of him. I want to just have a bit more evidence. Well, I try to avoid those cases in the sense, but 99% of the cases, it's people who want to get on with their lives and I just want to remove the suspicion. I'll just use one example. A lady phoned me and she said, my husband keeps suspecting that I'm cheating and I'm not. I work on a building site with a lot of men, but that's it. So it's a case of they're frustrated and they're trying to solve this problem. And as I say, I'm always glad when I've solved that problem.
Sure. Okay. Mr. Jones, is there anything else you want to know? Wait, is it only like a series of yes and no answers, or do you want us to explain?
As you
are taking the test.
Oh, okay. So when the equipment is attached to the person, then it is only yes and no. But that is just a third of the polygraph examination. The polygraph examination is basically made up of three parts. A pre-test interview, where you chat to the person right in the beginning to why we're here. You have a discussion about their health, their mental health and physical health conditions. Are they suitable to be tested on that particular day? Because there may be something which is, they may be very ill, coughing a lot, sneezing, and then they're really not ideal to do a polygraph examination. Example, and person might say, excuse me, that they've just heard that their child got fell at school and they're going there afterwards. Well, then I really won't test that person at that moment. And I'll say to the employer, I'll test that person on a later date, because you really don't want to have somebody sitting there distracted by something else.
Mm.
You really want them to be focused. Then your middle part of the test is where you're discussing the person's background, just to get to formulate some general questions about that. You're then discussing the specific reason why they're there, whether it's a pre-employment or whether there's a missing wallet or something. Then only are you attaching the equipment onto the person. So by the time you get to the actual polygraph examination, the in-test part, mm-hmm. everything has been clarified. So it's just a yes, no, yes, no throughout.
The,
and you do at least three tests and collect that data and then evaluate that. And then the post-test part is where you evaluate the results, discuss the results with the person, give them an answer or finding.
Yeah, but the environment itself can be very scary because you get exposed to this a setup that you were never used to before. Sometimes when you answer these questions, you're shuddering a bit. And what's the impact of that?
Yeah, really. Well, you don't want anybody to be shuddering when they're sitting with equipment on them. Then that would be you really. Obviously, people are nervous. Even innocent people are nervous of a test. It's something in many cases that people have never done before. In many industries, they've done it very frequently. In the security industry, in the diamond industry, they do it on a very regular basis. Mm-hmm. And almost then, you have to be careful that the person is not too relaxed.
Yeah.
There needs to be some level of tension. But a polygrapher's job is to really manage that stress so that when the test starts, the person is completely comfortable. And whether they are hiding something or they want to be honest. But it's normal to be a bit stressed. And I always use the example, if a person says, I'm very nervous, I say to them, yeah, it's normal to be nervous. You know, even if you're going for a job opportunity or going out on a date, there's all positive outcomes. Hmm. It's normal to be a bit stressed. But it's my job really to make sure that when the test part is conducted, that they are as relaxed and comfortable as possible.
Sure. So if people want to get in touch with you, we're giving you business now. How do they get in touch with you?
Okay,
like, is there a number?
I'm very visible on the internet. So if they Google the Polygraph Professionals, they'll come up on many, many platforms.
The Polygraph Professionals.
Yes. Or my name, Gerald Watson. They'll find my website. They'll find my dissertation. I'm highly qualified polygraphist. I'm the most qualified polygraphist in the country.
Yes, sir.
In the private sector.
Okay.
And I, in fact, did my dissertation on a master's level on polygraph in the Limpopo province. I have a special affiliation with Limpopo province.
My goodness.
Well, I'm bringing my partner after this.
Gerald, thank you so much.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
Your time. And that's Gerald Watson from Polygraph Professionals.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. And if anybody has any questions, I would gladly answer.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.